More frequent flooding may be what concerns farmers most about the changing climate, but those who spend their days outdoors are attuned to other changes as well.
I always have to do tick checks now. I had 2 ticks stuck on me this summer.
John Hayden and his wife run the Farm Between on the Lamoille River in Jeffersonville. The farm was flooded twice in 2011. Hayden used to grow corn, pumpkins, and beans. Now he's planting perennial fruit trees and bushes, growing crops better suited to wetter conditions, and changing cultivation practices.
And we've had some flash flooding events, too. We've had big streams of water coming off the hillsides, and if we have freshly cultivated ground, it'll just rip it up. So we don't do that anymore. Everything's in sod and no-till and perennials in those areas that are susceptible to erosion.
Changes in crops and farm practices were among the aspects of resiliency discussed at the NOFA conference at the University of Vermont.
So what about some of the specific strategies under these different categories?
As farmers gathered in small groups, other ideas emerged, like diversifying farm products, keeping detailed records to track climate trends, and forging strong social connections that can be drawn upon in times of need. Climate change is also on the minds of those who are looking to make farming their livelihood. Jen Miller grew vegetables on leased land at Burlington's Intervale. Tropical Storm Irene put her out of business. She and her partner decided the risk of losing everything again was too great for them to stay at that location. She hopes to own a farm someday, but she'll choose a place where there's less potential for flooding.
Candy of the river bottom soil is not necessarily worth the trade-off of like the flooding if the continues to increase in frequency.
Joshua Faulkner is one of the session's organizers. Faulkner says it's difficult for farmers to take time from day-to-day demands, but the need to plan for the weather of the future is critical.
If they take one thing away, it's that, hey, I need to take a step back on my farm and think about the impacts of climate and start to look long-term and to plan for that.
Faulkner is the Farming and Climate Change Program Coordinator at the UVM Center for Sustainable Agriculture. The new position is an acknowledgement that long-term climate trends are as much a part of farming as planning next season's crop. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.